You want to know in order of the people who have moved me to the point where they've really decided my thinking?
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Okay, before I... Well, my first instrument was classical piano, and that was Bach. And then Ben Webster was my first big influence on tenor. That was in L.A. Then as soon as I moved to New York, Charlie Parker. And Lenny Tristano, and then Lester Young, in that order. And finally, Bartok.
Hmm.
That's given me enough to think about to last a lifetime. I really don't need any more. I don't need any modal thinking. I don't need to fuse myself with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was already here before that.
Well, that sort of puts a different light on things. That so many people, you know, when you talk about, when people talk about Lee Konitz and yourself, they for sure always mention Lenny
mm-hmm.
as your teacher, mentor, whatever. And very rarely will they go beyond that unless they know, unless they've heard you mentioned this.
Oh, they're Lenny's mentors. Hmm? They're the touchstones.
This is the point.
Yeah, that is the point. Lenny, actually, what he is a great organizer, great teacher, entirely informed on what's going on in the whole world of music.
What hadn't you been able to accomplish before you began with Lenny that you were able to see?
Well, thinking for myself is what I have to say. Thinking for myself. You know, because we were in the middle of a lot of heavy influences. It was very tempting to play, to imitate Charlie Parker and Lester Young. It was tempting for us tenor players to either go for Ben Webster or Lester Young. I mean, just go all the way. So Lenny did bring this quality to musical thinking and his teaching, which insisted upon hearing not how well you can play like somebody else, but how well you can think. You know, how well you understand the language, how well trained you are. You know, you'll always improvise. You know, assuming you have the feeling to improvise, that's going to happen.
And I'll bet that was probably, at that point, it was the best thing that could have happened.
Oh, it was. I mean, it convinced me that I could think. It convinced me I could be original, I could be myself.
Which is, in effect, the actual sense of the artist.
Certainly is. Sooner or later, we come to that realization, if we keep growing up, that we've got to speak for ourselves. We've got to say our thing. It's like this. Each of us has his own melody in us somewhere. And the point of education is to crystallize it. To bring it to the surface, where you feel you're playing your own melody. You don't have to rely on imitation.
Which is a good philosophy for any career.
I hope so, yes. It is.
It goes well beyond just being a musician or an actor or an artist.
Of course.
The question I was about to ask you was, well, what, as you recorded it, you still were under the idea that it was Lester Young's.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, how does Warren Marsh, who had Lester Young in his mind, record a Lester Young composition without actually laying in on Lester's performance in the idea?
Well, there it is. See, I'm willing to be influenced by Lester. I don't deny it. I accept mm-hmm. it. I'm moved by him. Why shouldn't I be influenced? But that's as far as it goes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to get out before.
Mm-hmm.